Verse 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." So the Bible says, so here in verses 1 through 17, he highlights the Christian that burns for the gospel. I mean, that's important. We're going to be talking about a lot about the gospel in the book of Romans, right? Now, in verses 18 to 32, he highlights the reprobates, okay? But look at the contrast here, please. Because in Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, he highlights the Christian who should burn for the gospel. Amen. And then in verses 18 to 32, he highlights the reprobates who burn in their own lust one toward another. Yep. What a contrast, yeah, right? Look at verse 18. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." So here in verses 19 to 21, we see the progression, or rather we should say the decline, right? Of someone who has rejected Christ, they've rejected the gospel, and the Bible says that they've been given over to a reprobate mind. Now this is a doctrine that really is rejected even amongst Christians, right? They don't want to come to this conclusion, this biblical conclusion, that it can get to a point where it's too late for a person. Okay, a person can get to a point where it's too late. They've rejected the gospel so much that they can no longer be saved. And that's Bible. Okay, and the Bible calls that a reprobate. We say, where do you get that definition from? From Jeremiah chapter number 6. Where the Bible says, "Reprobate silver shall men call them, for the Lord hath rejected them." It uses the parallel definition in Jeremiah chapter 6 to define what a reprobate is. "Reprobate silver, for the Lord hath rejected them." Reprobate and silver are used interchangeably in that chapter right there. But go to Ephesians chapter number 4 and hold your place there in Romans 1. Ephesians chapter number 4. I want you to notice, first of all, that the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, you're in Ephesians chapter 4, but I'm going to read to you from verse 21 of Romans 1, that they knew God, yet they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. So the Bible says that they knew God. Yep. Okay? Now there's a false doctrine out there that says that Christians can become reprobates. Yeah. Okay? And it's something that's widely adapted, something that's propagated by Bill Gothard and S.M. Davis, that kind of crowd that really believes that a Christian can be. And they'll say, well, someone can get into immorality for even to the point where they just become a reprobate. But that's just, first of all, that's a false teaching. But that's a foolish way of thinking, because reprobate means rejected. Okay, and a Christian can't be rejected. In fact, if a Christian goes out and commits the most heinous of immorality, not talking about sodomy, but the most heinous of immorality, you know what the Bible says? That God will destroy them.
Yep, that's right.
They won't get to the point. God, it'll get to a point where God will simply destroy them.
Yep.
And they'll never have the desire to be with another man, to be with another woman of the same gender. It's just impossible. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds." See the parallel terminology here that it uses with Romans 1. "Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart." So in Romans chapter 1, it talks about how their foolish heart was darkened. And Ephesians chapter 4, it says that because of their blindness of their heart. They're using interchangeably there. Verse 19, "Who being past feeling..." Keep that in mind. Being past feeling. The Bible would say that they're seared. Their conscience is seared with the hot iron. If you sear something, that means, you know, if you ever burn yourself, somewhere in your skin's so bad that it just kills the nerves and you can't feel it anymore. I mean, it's just like numb. Well, the Bible says that these reprobates, because their conscience has been burned, right, with the hot iron, that they're seared, they're past feeling. They can't feel these things. That's why when you hear in the news about these reprobates and pedophiles and these faggots who go out and do these heinous crimes, and you're thinking to yourself, how can this person even come to do such a wicked act? It's because they're past feeling.
Yep.
You know, we think about a pedophile and a person who would take advantage of a small, innocent, helpless child, and we would think, how can they bring themselves to hurt and molest and rape a child? It's because they're past feeling.
Yep.
That's why. They don't feel those things. It doesn't bother them. Well, the Bible says, who being in past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness. Now, of course, we know they're given over to these things because God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to work all uncleanness with greediness. You see, the Bible teaches us that these people who are reprobates, they're greedy of committing lasciviousness. Well, what is something that's greedy? Something that they can't have enough of it, right? Well, the Bible teaches us, we'll see in Romans chapter 1, that they're full of unrighteousness. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says they're laden with sins. Laden is just another word for loaded, right? And in 2 Peter, it says that they have eyes full of adultery. So we see that this is a category of people that cannot cease from sin. These are people who are laden, they're loaded with sin. They work all uncleanness with greediness. This is not your typical sinner, okay? And that's what people they get confused about. It's like, well, isn't, you know, I mean, are we all haters of God? It's like, no, not everyone is a hater of God.